All right, Bill Barty, we're back on the Carolina Outdoors. By way of Canada, you are back in the Carolinas once and for all. And one of the greatest assets we have here, and people love it and enjoy it from all over, and that is the Blue Ridge Parkway.
That's right. Many of you may not know that the Blue Ridge Parkway is a part of our national park system. And, of course, many times throughout the summer, it's a place for us to escape the heat of our urban settings and get out there for some beautiful views, for some beautiful cycling or motorcycling or automobile riding. But there's a group that participates largely in the Blue Ridge Parkway area that we're going to talk to next. We're going to bring on Mary Alice Holly. She's with the Conservation Trust for North Carolina. We're going to find out what this group does and what this group does specifically in the Blue Ridge Parkway areas of North Carolina. So with no further ado, Don Yeager over there, Bill Barty right here, we welcome Mary Alice Holly to the Carolina Outdoors. Mary Alice, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, Bill. Thank you, Don, for having me on this morning.
Hey, give us the elevator speech of what exactly the Conservation Trust for North Carolina is.
Wonderful. Yes. So the Conservation Trust for North Carolina was founded more than 25 years ago. We are a statewide land trust. So we conserve and protect land along the Blue Ridge Parkway. We actually assist our local land trusts, 22 of them across the state, in helping them be more effective in protecting land in their local communities. And we do what we can around community engagement to connect more people to the outdoors, particularly along the parkway, but across the state as well.
So what are some of those activities? I just skipped through a few of them. Of course, the Blue Ridge Parkway is a part of the National Park System, has regularly been one of the most visited national parks in our country. Why is it important for the Conservation Trust to help with some of those outdoor activities, and what are those activities that people are recreating along with up there?
Absolutely. So if you think about hiking, biking, paddling, walking, anything you're doing outdoors in North Carolina, because we're such a unique state and we've got so many amazing outdoor recreation opportunities, what a lot of people don't realize is land trusts are the driving factor to making sure that all those places are protected, that we have these open spaces that aren't being developed, that are available to the public, that we have clean rivers to paddle down, that we have fresh food coming from our local farms. So we're making sure that all of that is being protected and conserved for the benefit of North Carolinians.
So for 25 years, it's been going on. Are you just picking up speed? Land trusts have been around for a long, long time, but for the past decade or so, it seems like we here on the Carolina Outdoors talk with them and more about them. Why is that?
I think we've been around for a very long time, but the reason you would imagine that we're picking up steam is because North Carolina is such a wonderful place to live. We've got such a great quality of life. More people are choosing to move here, and with that comes a bit of a spotlight on how do we manage that growth, how do we manage the people who are coming in, and the great opportunity that land trusts have is to work with our local community governments, work with our state government, work with planners and developers to make sure that we're being really intentional about that growth and making sure that we are preserving all of these aspects of North Carolina that make it so wonderful to live here, like protecting our natural areas, building more green spaces, making sure that our water is clean, all of those activities.
Now, the land trust actually own the land?
Sometimes we do own the land, but sometimes we actually give it away. So specifically on the Blue Ridge Parkway, we've protected 64 properties and more than 33,000 acres, but we only actually own some of that. 30 of our properties was actually conveyed to public agencies like the National Park Service. And what that means is we'll work with a landowner to purchase their property, but we'll actually give it over to the National Park Service to be added to the Blue Ridge Parkway park system. So that way they have the ability to expand the boundary of their park, but also to make sure that that land is conserved and protected forever.
Well, the parkway's been established for a long time. What's the need of additional land?
Well, the common misconception is for people when they are driving along the parkway, they see these gorgeous vistas, they see these kind of unaltered views of the parkway, but they don't realize that a lot of that land isn't yet protected. So at any point in time, somebody could come in, purchase land, and build on it, and then that portion of the parkway wouldn't be as beautiful and unaltered as it is today. Yes. So that's the role of CT&C and our local land trust in Western North Carolina, is to purchase as much of those properties as possible to make sure that we are preserving this gorgeous asset that North Carolina has, so that we can continue to offer it as this beautiful, beautiful natural area to North Carolinians, as well as everyone visiting from across the country.
Well, how is this funded?
It's funded in several ways. We have private donors, we have funders that we have relationships with, but we also get funding from state and federal government. So it's very important to support your local land trust, to understand the role they're playing in your community, and to donate to the land trust, as well as encourage your state and federal lawmakers to support protecting their natural lands.
Her name is Mary Alice Holly. She's with the Conservation Trust for North Carolina, protecting and preserving land across North Carolina, but specifically the Blue Ridge Parkway. And Mary Alice, it's easy for people to participate with good causes, but it's even easier when they know specifically the area that they are participating in. Tell us some of the places that we would know along the Blue Ridge Parkway. It's 469 miles long, but tell us some of the areas that you have helped protect.
Yes, I would say Water Rock Knob is a really significant property that we have recently protected, and we are working with the National Park Service to create a park there for individuals. But what people can do is go to the website protecttheblueridgeparkway.org and actually see individual properties that we've protected along the parkway.
Makes me want to get out.
An interactive website database they can click and see. It includes information about where they can hike, how many acres, the mileposts along the parkway. It's a really fantastic resource.
Well, do you know what the widest area beyond the parkway is that you are working with? I did not realize that some of the land around the Blue Ridge Parkway is less than 100 feet wide on either side of the road. What is one of the wider sides of the road?
You know, I would have to ask my land protection director, but that is something we can certainly get back to you.
Well, the biggest thing is Don needs to scrap his plans for that skyscraper that you were working on alongside the Blue Ridge Parkway.
I'm having trouble getting access. The driveway doesn't seem to connect.
Don, tell me where it is so we can go over.
Exactly.
Anyway, does that ever happen? Do you ever, I think of DuPont State Forest, when that land was changing hands a decade or two ago, there were people who became up in arms because it was going to be developed, those waterfalls and all of that sort of thing. And through really, I guess, a grassroots effort, the state came in, you know, they acquired the land and ended up protecting it. Mary Alice, have you had any of those stories? And you don't have to tell us names, but have you had a place where a developer is coming in on a piece of land that you're competing against them for?
There are instances where that has happened, but I would say that it's all about working with local communities to figure out what is best for them and what the local communities want. So land trusts do not come in and buy land and lock it up. We really try to work with the local community to figure out what works best for them, whether it's protecting land that's going to make sure that their clean drinking water sources are protected, or making sure that land is opened up to the public with trails and natural areas that they can continue to access. But we really try to work with the local communities to figure out what's right for them rather than just coming in and kind of working against what's already happening.
In 1996, the Governor's Year of the Mountains Commission asked the CTNC to lead and coordinate efforts to preserve the Blue Ridge Parkway. because of its national treasure status and economic engine for Western North Carolina. And since then, the CTNC has protected 32-plus thousand acres in 57 locations and transferred 29 properties to 3,800 acres to the National Park Service or other government agencies. Mary Alice Holly, thank you so much for joining us and telling us about the Conservation Trust for North Carolina.
Thank you so much. And if people want to learn more, they can go to our website, ctmc.org, and we appreciate everyone's support of Land Trust and all you do for us.
We're going to take a quick break on the other side and come back with more of the Outdoor Guys here on the Carolina Outdoors.